Value C. Duty. Exercise 1. Page 80.
On duty in the UK. As a citizen of the UK, you are probably well aware of your rights. You can go nearly wherever you please and say almost anything you want. You have the right to vote in elections and even to stand in an election as a candidate. If you are arrested, you have the right to a fair trial in front of a jury of your fellow citizens. None of this will come as a surprise to you, and nor should it. But what many of us don't realise is that citizens also have duties, legal, civic, and moral. Legal duties are simple enough. A citizen must obey the laws of the country. This obviously means not criminally breaking the law, for example, by stealing. It includes obeying the traffic rules, whether as a driver, a motorbike rider, a cyclist, or a pedestrian. Equally, it applies to respecting the property of other citizens. You can't simply walk across someone else's garden to get home more quickly, for instance, or borrow someone's mobile phone without getting their permission first. Finally, a citizen is legally obliged to pay their taxes, honestly and in good time. The most important civic duty is voting. This might sound strange, since voting is a right too, but if everyone failed to vote, the country would no longer be able to run. Another civic duty is serving on a jury if called. While not appearing will bring a large fine down on you, which makes it sound like a legal duty, in reality, you can avoid it provided you justify this. You can be excused from jury duty if, for example, you are in hospital. In this case, you need to submit a letter from your doctor. You will, however, be scheduled to appear in court at a later date. Since each one of us has the right to be tried by a jury of fellow citizens, then it is only fair that all citizens willingly cooperate in the scheme. A vital civic duty that most people carry out without even thinking is the duty to report crimes and other problems, even if it is just a hole in the road at the top of your street. Not fulfilling your civic duties is generally not punishable, but doing so is very important for the smooth running of the country. Moral duties are less about what we must do, as with legal duties, and not even about what we should do, as with civic duties. They are more about what we could do. Moral duties include respecting the opinions and beliefs of others, even if you don't agree with them. They mean staying informed about the affairs of your country, your community, and your neighbourhood. They involve participation in society, whether by just helping an elderly person across the street or volunteering to clear up a local beauty spot. A good citizen takes an active role in their country and always strives to make it a better place to live in. It's easy to demand your rights, but a country and a society cannot function without citizens being willing to fulfill their duties too. A country that works is one where the citizens play an important part and feel a sense of responsibility towards its smooth running. So, as John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.